Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Fryer Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Fryer, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And today we're going into Chapter 2 of The Third Dwelling Place. And one of the things I didn't bring up in the last episode, but I think is important for this episode, is one of the overarching themes of The Third Dwelling Place is the necessity of the fear of the Lord. You know, our reason and how we've structured life and et cetera can inflate pride. And she's always constantly appealing to humility. As she mentions in this chapter, it is an ointment for us. You know, humility in the sense of its ability as a virtue to focus us on the things of God, because it reminds us that He is the foundation of our lives, not vice versa. We are not the foundation of our lives. It's an ointment that heals us so we can be directed in properly ordered ways. And one of the ways that humility grows is through the gift that is the fear of the Lord, you know, having the ability to see and be open to the awe and wonder that is our God, you know, to have an awareness of His majesty before us. One of the issues that she brings up, she goes into the dryness of prayer in this chapter a little bit more deeper than in the first chapter of dealing with the third dwelling place. But there's also issues of people, you know, getting sort of spiritually proud. She wouldn't call them proud, but she dances around calling them prideful people. But yet at the same time, right after she brings up examples and stuff, she hammered home the necessity of humility, and the, you know, and the issue she's had about bringing certain things to people's attentions when they are sort of boasted full themselves because of their spiritual practices. But in terms of the fear of the Lord, she has this to say: for God often desires that His chosen ones feel their wretchedness, and He withdraws His favor a little. No more is necessary, for I would wager that we then soon get to know ourselves. The nature of this trial is immediately understood, for they recognize their fault very clearly. Sometimes seeing their fault distresses them more than the things that disturbs them. For unable to help themselves, they are affected by earthly happenings, even though these may not be very burdensome. This distress, I think, is of a great mercy for God. It is a great mercy from God, and although it is a defect, it is very beneficial for humility, end quote. You know, one of the things about the fear of the Lord in striving to be ever present to that necessity of remembering the majesty of God, by remembering the majesty of God and being always brought before His who He is, which alone speaks volumes of who our God is, that we can do these sort of things, is that in the light that He has for us, we are able to see ourselves, and we see our wretchedness. We see what our sins have done, and we've seen the burdens that they cause to others. We see the burdens that they've caused to us. And in that wretchedness, you know, He withdraws Himself a little bit because He's pushing us to go deeper into our soul where He is dwelling. But that means we can have the attachments to the comfort or what we think is a healing ointment for ourselves. No, God alone. Then from there, we're able to grow in love of neighbor and self. But we've got to put first things first. You know, that ability to be about love of neighbor comes about from our ability to love and be open to God. You know, and we are able to have that resolve for love of neighbor because we have that resolve for God. You know, if we have twisted notions of God, we're going to have twisted notions of care for our neighbor. There's a reason that that comes first, and then love of neighbor via love of self comes second. Now, you can't say that you love God and absolutely have no care for your neighbor, you know. But some people say, well, I love my neighbor. That helps me to love God. Well, no, you might just be doing that for a spiritually prideful way. Just as somebody says, oh, you know, I absolutely love God, but they have no care for neighbor, you know. And obviously you have spiritual pride there too. So this fear, that gift of the fear of the Lord that resides in us is at work in this third dwelling place to wake us up to the majesty of God and to wake us up to our own wretchedness so we become open to the healing ointment of the Holy Spirit that has been poured forth into our life thanks to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And all this is possible because that desire to grow in humility because of love, to be before our God, to be present to our God. You know, but so the fear of the Lord is of the utmost importance in terms of this third dwelling place. And we can't be worried about dryness of prayer. You know, we don't pray in order to feel things. We pray because we want to have a relationship with God. And he is who he is, and he's going to communicate the way he communicates. You know, and even in dryness of prayer doesn't mean an absence of God, even though it may feel that way. You know, so fear of the Lord reminds us of not succumbing to our present emotional states that can cause us to go deeper into, you know, twisted notions of fear or spiritual pride or spiritual vanity, all these sort of things. No, God is God. We are not God. He dwells in us. We are journeying to him, and we need to become open to the things that keep us from being before him, which is under the mantle of our wretchedness, as we are reminded of in this translation of the interior castle. But yet we are being healed because of that virtue of humility that the Holy Spirit's at work cultivating in us because, and again, this all of it is for love, to grow in love, to be consumed by love, in order to give love. And as we are being consumed by love, that process of being able to give love grows along with us. So thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today. If you like what I'm doing here, please make sure to click that subscribe button and leave a little review. It really does help me out. And if you want more of my content, you can head over to my website, thefrankfryer.com. There on my website, thefrankfryer.com, you can find videos I've done. You can find things I've written. You can find ways that you can email me actually through the website. So there's a lot of things going on over there. And also, thank you very much for your time today. And if you have any questions for me, always email me through my website, thefrankfryer.com. Take care. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.